Lesson 136. Flour, grind, ground, ground, sharpen. How is flour made?
Flour is made by grinding corn.
How do we sharpen an axe?
We sharpen an axe by grinding it on a stone.
Harm, harmful, harmless, creature. If you wanted to harm somebody, what did you do? Which do you think's the most harmful creature, and which do you think's the most harmless creature on earth? Do with who? The auxiliary verb do is not used with the interrogative pronoun who. For example, who speaks German here, and not who does speak German here, unless of course one is being emphatic. Sometimes, however, you will find do together with who, but this is because in such cases the word who should really be whom. For example, who do you think I saw yesterday should really be whom do you think I saw yesterday. Why is it we sometimes find the auxiliary verb do with the interrogative pronoun who, when in fact do is not supposed to be used with who?
The reason we sometimes find the auxiliary verb do with the interrogative pronoun who is that the word who in such cases should really be whom.
Give me an example, please.
Who did you give the money to should really be whom did you give the money to.
Iron. Do you iron your clothes yourself, or does someone else iron them for you? Likely. Unlikely. Do you think it's likely to rain in the next 24 hours? Do you think it's very unlikely that you will go through the entire winter next year without catching a single cold? Do someone a favor. That's all right. Not at all. It's nothing. Welcome. Don't mention it. When we give something to someone or do someone a favor, etc., and they say thank you, there are many ways in which we can reply, depending to some extent on what we have given them or what we have done. We can say, for example, that's all right. That's okay. Not at all. It's nothing. You're welcome. Don't mention it, etc., or we can just reply with a smile without saying a word. When we give something to someone, or do someone a favor, etc., and they say, thank you, what do we reply?
When we give something to someone, or do someone a favor, etc., and they say, thank you, we reply, that's all right, that's okay, not at all, it's nothing, you're welcome, don't mention it, etc. Or we can just reply with a smile without saying a word.
Up. Tear, tore, torn. When we add the word up to a verb, it sometimes gives it the meaning of doing something more completely. For example, I'm breaking this match. That is, once, whilst I'm breaking this match up means I'm breaking it many times. When we add the word up to a verb, what meaning does it sometimes give the verb?
When we add up to a verb, it sometimes gives the verb the meaning of doing something more completely.
Give me an example, please.
I'm cutting a loaf of bread into two halves means I'm cutting the loaf of bread once, whilst I'm cutting the loaf of bread up means I'm cutting it many times.
What am I doing?
You're tearing a piece of paper.
What am I doing?
You're tearing a piece of paper up.
Pile. One on top of the other. Heap. What am I doing?
You're piling your books one on top of the other.
What's another word similar in meaning to the word pile?
Another word similar in meaning to the word pile is heap.
As with many words which are similar in meaning, in some cases we prefer to use the word pile, whilst in other cases we prefer to use the word heap. Whilst in still other cases we can use either one word or the other. A pile is usually tidier than a heap. Point. Freeze, froze, frozen. Naught, centigrade, zero, Fahrenheit. What's this?
It's the point of your pencil.
What do we use to sharpen the point of a pencil?
We use a knife to sharpen the point of a pencil.
What is boiling point?
Boiling point is 100 degrees centigrade or 212 degrees Fahrenheit.
What is freezing point?
Freezing point is 0 or 0 degrees centigrade or 32 degrees Fahrenheit.
Scratch, cheek, scrape, scratch out. What's this?
It's your cheek.
What am I doing?
You're scratching your cheek with your finger.
What am I doing now?
You're scraping your cheek with your fingers.
What do we have to use in order to scratch out the date on a coin?
We have to use the point of a knife to scratch out the date on a coin.
Do we usually have to scrape off old paint from a car or a wooden door before putting on a new coat?
Yes, we usually have to scrape off old paint from a car or a wooden door before putting on a new coat.
The sooner, the better. Would you say that the more we learn, the happier we become? Give me a sentence with the words, the sooner, the better.
The sooner we get the job finished, the better, so that we can have a rest.
Responsible, counsel. At about what age is a child considered to be responsible for his own actions? What's a local town council responsible for?
A local town council is responsible for keeping the streets clean, looking after the public gardens, supplying water and electricity to the houses, etc.
Frighten. Have you ever been frightened by a ghost? Mean. Who do you think are the meanest people you know of? Thoughtless. What do we mean by a thoughtless person?
By a thoughtless person, we mean either someone who doesn't think or someone who shows little consideration for others.
Pale. Sickness. What can make a person's face turn pale?
Fright, fear, sickness, etc. can make a person's face turn pale.
Idiom 39. Preparation. Off the cuff equals without preparation or not official. The expression comes from the habit in the old days of men writing notes on their hard shirt cuffs. For example, I can't give you a full and proper answer to your question, but only one off the cuff. What does the idiom off the cuff mean?
The idiom off the cuff means without preparation or not official.
Give me an example, please.
He had no time to prepare a proper speech and so had to give one off the cuff.